Council has added its voice to an international chorus condemning new fighting in South Sudan and calling on President Salva Kiir and his rival in the conflict, Riek Machar, to show a real commitment to end the violence. Australian Ambassador to the UN, Gary Quinlan, said members of the Security Council are outraged at the recent resumption of hostilities between the SPLA and opposition forces in Unity State and along Sobat River in Upper Nile State. The United States and IGAD condemned the new hostilities last week. Quinlan, who is president of the Security Council this month, condemned the government and rebel sides for resuming hostilities, saying they have both displayed a lack of commitment to peace in South Sudan.
It's very fair to say there's a growing sense of frustration among council members about the unwillingness, or seeming unwillingness, if you like, of the parties to abandon their commitment to their own military strategies for a military solution and engage meaningfully in the peace process. This becomes a much bigger worry as we move from the wet season, as we are doing now, to the dry season, which makes military operations so much easier, so much more lethal.
He warned the warring sides that the Security Council plans to begin negotiations soon on imposing targeted sanctions against those impeding the peace process in South Sudan.
Without going into detail, I'd say there's considerable interest among many council members to look very closely at applying targeted sanctions and also for many an arms embargo. And that'll be a subject of great interest, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
The United States, Canada and the European Union have already imposed sanctions on military leaders on both sides of the conflict. Quinlan says civilians were killed and wounded during the latest clashes in South Sudan, but did not specify how many. He says the renewed fighting is magnifying an already serious humanitarian crisis, which has displaced more than 1.8 million South Sudanese, and called for an immediate end to the violence.
We have a major humanitarian crisis in South Sudan. It's one of OCHA's four level three humanitarian crises currently in the world, the highest level.
Quinlan reiterated the UN's backing for the IGAD-led peace talks for South Sudan. He called on President Kiir and Machar to use a planned for face-to-face meeting at the upcoming IGAD summit to reach agreement on the makeup of a transitional government of national unity. In his statement, Quinlan also condemned the detention of three staff members of the UN mission in South Sudan and the abduction of two UN workers. He called for their safe release and recalled the threats and attacks on United Nations personnel and facilities may constitute a violation of international law.